Today, we are going to address the subject of valences and beingness processing. The subject itself is very, very broad. It is as broad as all of existence. Let us take up first the definition of a symbol. Definition of a symbol has three M's: mass, meaning, and mobility. That is a symbol. If you sometime or other get the idea that we have too broadly broadened the definition of a symbol and been too specific about it, think of this. There is no fixed point unless it is assumed to be a fixed point, and when you assume a fixed point, you get all other points in relationship to the fixed point. Orientation point. Let's get that now. Orientation point. Orientation point is some point which we adjudicate or assume to be fixed. It's an actual point. We could say childhood home, assumed orientation point. Or we could simply say orientation point, and it would mean immediately it was an assumed orientation point. That's, if we just say childhood home as an orientation point, then we have assumed it. Because obviously the childhood home is not fixed. It's going at 1,000 miles an hour. That'd make grandmother dizzy, wouldn't it, if she'd ever thought about it? But she actually was going all that time during your childhood at 1,000 miles an hour, just in one direction. There were seven other directions she was traveling, and one other speed she was making was 12 and a half miles a second, which is quite, it's getting up there. It's a pretty hot rod for Grandma, but she was nevertheless making this speed while she was resident in the childhood home. In other words, here we have an orientation point. And as soon as we assume another orientation point, our orientation point becomes mobile and becomes a symbol. The only thing that isn't a symbol, then, is the orientation point. And we got it. Everything else has MMM, except orientation point. Orientation point doesn't have MMM, which is meaning, mobility, and mass. See? And now as soon as we assume a new orientation point, then our old orientation point was MMM.